These are recollections of Turner Ashby. Memories of the years when the oceans rose and the several states were separated asunder. Chapter 29. Hold him a minute, Lays said, and she handed me a bundle of baby. There's a sweet pea, I said, and I got the baby boy cradled my arms.
He's not a sweet pea, I'm a sweet pea,
said my little girl, almost fall. And she took a very critical, but not without some semblance of sisterly compassion, look at that baby brother of hers. That's right, I said. You're the sweet pea. You're all sweet peas to me. I'm not a sweet pea, Lays called from the kitchen. She was smiling. That's right, I said. Your mama's no sweet pea.
She's not,
said my little girl. Very serious, very, very concerned. Oh, no. She's for very, very certain not a sweet pea.
Then what is she?
Lays had come back in to hear my answer, wiping her hands on a dish towel. She's a turnip, I said.
No,
the girl said in amazement. We'd come back east from Colorado, taking a few years cutting across the currents of all those peoples and all those broken roads and all those overlapped and disputed boundaries. Going this way, going that way. All going home. Everybody was going home or going to where they thought home was, even though they hadn't been there for 30 years. They called the times the shuffles, as if folks were a deck of cards and spilt across the table and onto the floor. You don't have to do this, I said to Lace.
I don't think there's any way around it, Turner.
Sure there is. We could all go to the beach. Everybody wants to go to the beach, right, everybody? And my little sweet peas, they brightened at that.
They deserve an explanation. They deserve my explanation.
Dog barked.
I guess they're here. Do I look all right?
Of course you do. And God, I want to make love to her right there, right then. I want to make love to that woman all the time. There were footsteps on the porch. I love that porch and all its views, southwest, southeast. We found a place up along the James River. The river still snaked and wound through the Blue Ridge, though it ran much wider, wider than probably it had since the Ice Age, swollen by hyper rains and the demanding sea. There was a knock on the door. You remember, you can tell them to stop any time.
I know how to do an interview, Turner. It's okay,
Lays said to me. I'm just saying, I said. The film crew moved the furniture, knocked over a vase, and stepped on the cat's tail. I was not a happy man.
Mike, can you get a little more contrast on her scar? We want to get that scar.
Lays reflectively touched her cheek. Talent glanced at her cameraman and asked, if that's okay.
Certainly, fine,
Lays said.
Lays, can I call you Lays?
Well, please do.
I just have to tell you, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
That's very kind.
And I think the way they treated you, the trials, the censorship, the loss of citizenship, was awful. It was just awful. I never considered myself a citizen of Texas anyway, one way or the other. I just want to say, you meant so much to my mother and me. I mean, well, when I was a girl, Fair Liza meant everything, just everything.
Ladies looked just a tad, just a tiny bit uncomfortable. She'd heard all these good wishes before.
Oh, thank you very much.
She smiled a practice smile, a political smile, and then she smiled a real smile.
Was your mother part of the...
Oh,
no. She didn't have a chip. She wasn't, but she sang the songs. She loved the songs. That's wonderful to hear. That's a wonderful story. Perhaps we should get started.
Lays said. She pulled her sweet peas up on her lap.
Hi, Katie Rumbo, WWZW, Charlottesville, Richmond, and Central Virginia. Today we're very lucky, very pleased, and honored to be in conversation with Eliza, better known as Lays Fitzgerald, one of the spokespeople, one of the leaders, and perhaps the best and most appropriate word might be one of the principal instigators of the Fair Eliza movement that swept across the continent just a few short, it was hardly a movement.
Lays interrupted.
Oh, I apologize. I've always heard of Fair Eliza as a movement. If it wasn't, what would you call it? A necessity. Here we are, talking with Lays Fitzgerald, the leader of a necessity. I'm afraid I'd have to say leader is not the proper term. Connector. Connector's a better word. I was a connector. So you were the connector of a necessity. Sounds almost poetic. Does, doesn't it? What if politics were a poem? Maybe it should be. Well, now let's get this straight. There were no leaders, only connections. But you were a very, very important and strong connection for all the Fair Lizas. I suppose you were tried as a leader of the movement. They had blamed someone.
Lazy sweet peas slipped off her lap. A little girl followed dog out the door and little boy crawled over me. Lays looked relieved and sad that her babies had left her, both at the same time.
Were you concerned back then that the Fair Lives of Movement would have had to have proved that the economic policies of, and here I'll use a disputed term, broken states, that the economic policies of the broken states were unsustainable? The whole system, the whole social norms were gone. Indenture itself was unsustainable. But you have to admit that the tax indentures of those years certainly, and in some ways, fairly employed millions and millions of people. Slavery once employed millions of people. Doesn't get you anywhere. Doesn't make indentures right. Are you ever concerned that you were never elected? I had plenty of likes on Facebook.
They smiled. Now here, I'm going to tell you something here. Most people don't know. You got to hope they don't know anyway. Lady's Fitzgerald got a dark mole about an inch and a half from the nipple on her right breast. I loved that right breast. I loved it equally, but well, in its own way, as I did the left. I was gnawing on that mole one time in the throes of lovemaking. Lady's lightly slapped me on top of the head. Huh? I said.
Turner, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it ain't doing neither of us no good. Now there you go.
She pushed my head lower. I kissed her belly. I kissed her hip. And well, she's got a dark little mole down there, too.
How'd it work?
The reporter asked.
How'd what work? The whole thing, the physical and psychic, the digital connections Fair Liza made with people's personal enhancement chips when the chips themselves were banned by as many as 31 sovereign nations. The ability of the movement to share and act as a unit outside the mainstream cybernet providers. The delivery of a message of unity. You want me to tell you everything?
That would be amazing. Lays smiled.
I'd have to get technical. Please. Nobody's ever asked me to get technical before.
My Lays, my little Lays, my lost and tender Lays. My Lays who almost united a continent. She leaned forward, elbows on her knees. She looked straight through that television reporter. And this is what she had to say.
You're not old enough to remember when they gave everybody chips, right? Lined us up in the halls of public schools and inserted those microscopic things up our nostrils with a little hypergun, then wiped away a dab of blood. They hurt. You remember, Turner? They hurt.
Mine still hurts, I said.
Well, that's from disuse, sweetheart.
Ladies winked at me and went on.
They hooked a biofiber from my chip to the optic nerve, a little path to create pictures in the brain. My mother was lead designer of cyber biogenetics, a biooptics out of Old Richmond. She had to practice on somebody, so she practiced on me. They got bought up a Sucker House soon after. That's how I met Sucker House, or at least how he got to experiment on me. They were searching for a seamless bio-cyber transference between humans and computers. Why exactly?
It was the next step.
Everybody wants that next step. Go further, go farther. They saw the biochips as a way to centralize communication and education, reach everybody, and everybody would know what everybody else knew. Of course, there were simpler and more profitable applications. What were those? Gaming and surveillance.
Lays waited dramatically. Oh, she liked her drama.
Of course, the hardest thing for the programmers and the administrators to accept was that the chips didn't work on any one person the same way. Even Fair Liza didn't completely understand that. When we decentralized the platform for non-traditional outcomes, there were just certain individuals out there that reacted certain ways, different ways, almost like hypnosis. One had to be predisposed. The Fair Lizas, every one of them, had to be predisposed to the messages of reunification and tiny acts of altruism. Of course, others were predisposed in other ways. Turner here, he was naturally predisposed to data storage.
That's right, I said. All those worthless facts, they just stuck in my brain.
And I was predisposed to travel,
they said.
You could jump, couldn't you? That's what they called it, right? You could jump from computer to a personal chip to another personal chip. I could hop from one person's brain to another. I skipped the chips altogether. I didn't need them. Not many people are able to do that, Lee said. Were there technical or biological downsides to any of your, quote, travels?
Campbell pulled closer in on Lee's.
Sometimes you could get lost.
Oh, enough of this. Enough of it already. Enough of my Porsche, right? I did desperately want this story, the story of my life, to end in a certain wonderful, wonderful, happy way with children and a house and a gentle river and at times prickly but absolutely gorgeous childhood sweetheart named Lays with jail by my side. That's all I wanted. I was willing to lie. Horrible thing for a story to say. Horrible. Everything in this chapter is a fantasy put on. And I would die. I would die right now to make it true. I would die 1,000 times. I left you at the end of chapter 28 with Peter Storer wrapped in torn sheets on a bed in a dingy motel in Trinidad, Colorado. 2 bullet holes in his chest. There was no investigation. Peter Storer had no identity. His chip had been removed. No one claimed his body. I'd spent a couple of days in jail for wrongful tampering with a corpse, and then that got dumbed down to self-defense. I had hoped, I had prayed that Lays, the digital Lays, whatever she was, had jumped right into my brain. She had not. I'll tell you where she went next time in the final chapter. Turner Ashby.